intro.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Friday, the 21st day of February, year of our Lord, 2020. Welcome to the John Moore Show. If you got to see or had to see the Democratic debate the other day, you know how important the Pledge of Allegiance is. We begin our shows with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Proper tip of the day with what's going on with China, I urge people to stock up on antibiotics, medicine, vitamins, and mineral supplements. Many of the finished products as well as the raw materials for these products come from China, and those supplies are being disrupted. Quick heads up, you can get antibiotics at farm supply stores with no prescription. Only thing different is the labeling. Same antibiotics that human beings take, just different labeling. It's all only difference. Of course, it packaged in bulk with as dry powder, so measuring would be necessary. Friday mornings, first hour, we visit with my friend Tom Berryhill, and we talk about emergency survival communications and ham radio. Tom began a quest more than half a century ago to become very knowledgeable in anything and everything to do with emergency communications, ham radio, electronics in general. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning, John. How are you doing today?
I'm doing outstanding, sir. How about yourself?
Good. Same, John. It's the same.
Tom, I had a thought that I want to share with people. If you're in a supermarket line waiting to check out, if there are 6 people there, 6 adults, one of those adults is very likely to be taking a psychoactive drug, a psychotropic drug. 1 out of 6 Americans have prescriptions. Daily prescriptions for psychoactive drugs, which are about to be cut off from China. These drugs are what keep many of these people stable, keeps them acting and appearing to be normal, when in fact, if they don't have access to those particular pharmaceutical products, they no longer can pretend to be normal. They become something else. they become abnormal. It's going to vary from person to person, of course. They may be suffering from depression, they may be suffering from anxiety, any number of other mental issues that they could be dealing with. Bottom line, it would be a very interesting world if one out of six Americans no longer had access to psychotropic drugs, wouldn't it, sir?
Well, yes, and it could be very dangerous. I don't think I want to be around some of those people. I've seen it happen firsthand, John, and it's not a pretty sight.
No, it's not at all.
What they turn into.
Plus, people who are on dialysis, people who have organ transplants, people who have been through chemotherapy, either recently or still on it, all of them consume drugs for one thing or another, are dependent on drugs for one thing or another, and they're all about to be cut off also, aren't they?
It's certainly a possibility, and all of these people better start thinking of alternatives and other ways to take care of their health issues, and they better start doing it right now.
Well, hopefully there's still time. It appears to be there's still time. My Tuesday guest, Leon Green, and I have been urging people to incrementally wean themselves off pharmaceutical products and substitute doTERRA essential oils for a number of years. A few did. Most did not. Weaning yourself off two or three or four pharmaceutical products at the same time would not only be difficult, it could be dangerous, couldn't it?
Yes, it could be very dangerous. And I just don't know how that's all going to turn out, John, but it's not going to be a pretty picture.
No, not at all. Not at all. A lot of what Americans use in our daily life comes from China, the things we come to depend on, things other than clothing items, that obviously we got a surplus of clothing in this country. There's a store called Savers. Tom, I don't know if you've been to a Savers store.
Never even heard of them.
It's a... they sell used clothing and shoes and household items. It's a veterans project, and it's bigger and better than Goodwill. Typically, better quality clothing than Goodwill at very good prices, with weekly discounts on certain days, veterans discounts every day of the week. There's one in St. Louis County that I've been to a number of times. In fact, I'm wearing a running suit right now that I got at Savers. It would retail for about $50. I got for $5. Nike, by the way. So there's no shortage of clothing in this country, high quality clothing at very reasonable prices. But when it comes to medicines, there's not a year supply. There's not a 6 month supply. There may be a 2 month supply, 3 months if we're lucky. With just in time delivery, companies are hesitant to buy inventory in advance before they need it, tying up their capital in products that they don't need to tie up in capital when they can just place an order by email and the product's delivered a few days later, just-in-time delivery. And that's in the modern age, that's the way business is done, just-in-time delivery, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And your comment about the farm supply stores and pharmaceutical products, I've been told so many times by people in the know, and included pharmaceutical reps, they told me those are the same products they give the people. You just have to know how to set up the dosages.
Right.
And you
That's
can use it. Those products. But, John, I've heard that there's some efforts being made in various states that they're trying to put an end to that. So I don't know what the status is on that right now, but it'd be wise to get some of those products.
Well, the same nanny states that want to control guns want to control people in total. And, of course, it would be California, New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Massachusetts, the usual suspects that want to control everything from cradle to grave. But in the meantime, the antibiotics that animals take are the exact same antibiotics that people take. They're not going to set up two different production lines to produce the same thing. That would be foolish and unwise. All they do is change the labeling and packaging But the product itself is exactly the same. I've been keeping these antibiotics in inventory for about 25 years, Tom, and I change them out when the expiration date is getting close. In fact, I'll be checking expiration dates today, and then picking up more at my local farm supply store. They're cheap. They're easy to get over the counter. No prescription. They don't care who you are. They don't take your name, your phone number, your address, anything. Just lay down your cash and walk out the door with a pound of antibiotics if you choose to. And I do choose to. They keep well. They don't need to be refrigerated. Just a cool, dry place. No exposure to sunlight. And they'll keep for up until the expiration date when you just dispose of them and get a fresh batch. So that's a good thing to do. If you don't have a farm supply store near you, you can probably get these things online. I've never looked online. I just like to keep my business local if I can, my local supply store, farm supply store. Now, let's talk about batteries a little bit, Tom, and radios. Any idea how many, if any, of our batteries come from China?
I would think quite a few of them do. They seem to have a stranglehold on the raw materials, especially the lithium supply and things like that that are used to make some of these modern batteries. There's nothing wrong with the old standby lead-acid battery. You can get those at your farm supply store as well, deep cycle marine batteries, batteries that are used for electric fences. They work quite well. Usually the electric fence batteries are 6 volts, but you can put them in series and parallel, build up your own battery banks from those types of batteries. And the marine batteries are also very good. They're basically a car battery with just thicker lead plates.
Right. Now, that's good to know. What about these proprietary batteries that ham radio HTs use?
Well, they... it could come in short supply because so many of them now are the lithium type. They're lithium-based, and that's going to be a problem if those supply channels dry up. You know, I've talked previously about, and I'm not a big fan of HTs, but there's a place for them, and they are handy to have. If you're going to use HTs, and my personal preference is that Motorola GP68. It's an older style analog. Front panel programmable, and you can get battery packs for those that will accept AA cells. So you can just use regular dry cell batteries in there, and that is very handy to have, as well as the real modern lithium-based and nickel metal hydride. You can get almost any type of battery bank for some of these Motorola HTs, and that could be a plus to go that direction. If you do stick with the Yaesu, Icom, Kenwood types, those are very good radios. But again, it's the battery supplies. If you don't have a ready source of batteries, you're in trouble. So you better buy spare battery packs for any type of portable radio that you may want to use in the future and keep them charged up all the time.
Absolutely. Well, this is your heads up, ladies and gentlemen. If you have HTs that take proprietary batteries, which many of them do, when I say proprietary, they do not take a standard hardware store, AAA, AA, Cs, or Ds. Proprietary means a battery specifically made for a specific radio, right, Tom?
Yes, that's correct.
Now, if that's what you've got, then I've always been a big proponent of redundancy. Anyway, when it comes to batteries. But this makes redundancy even more important. So I would say get twice as many batteries as you think you may ever need. What do you think, Tom?
Agree 100%, John. If you have one battery bank and you have to charge that all the time and you have to stop using a radio while it's charging, that's not really an efficient mode of operation. I would say two at the minimum. If you're going to use the radio a lot, have three.
Absolutely. And redundancy also applies to chargers. Frequently we have proprietary chargers for these batteries also. And it would be a good idea to have at least one extra charger, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. An extra charger. And I really like having one that will work in the car. So many of these chargers have a small transformer that plugs in the wall, and then it plugs into the charger base. And a lot of those are actually just a 12-volt power connection. If that's the case, you can easily set up a cord that would plug into your car and allow you to charge that radio and use that charger while in your car. Or your car may be the only source of power you have as long as you have fuel for it. It may be the only source of power that would allow you to do anything. So you have to take all these things into consideration.
Absolutely. Well, if you're new to this Friday morning, you haven't heard Tom and I talk, we're talking about emergency survival communications. And a few of you, not many, it's typically going to be 1% or 2%, are going to want to move forward and learn about ham radio and get your ham radio license. And we have a dandy place for you to go to where you can get started. That's the Amateur Radio Relay League website. That's ARRL.org, Alpha Romeo Romeo Lima.org website, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, that's right. They have all the publications you would need to get started at the elementary level, and they have some very advanced technical publications if you need things like that at the university level. So there's something for everybody there.
There is. You can locate the closest ham radio club to you at that website. You can get the materials you need to begin your study to get your ham radio license. And it's the portal. It's the entree to learning and having access to everything you need to become a licensed ham radio operator. Right, Tom?
Yeah, that's it. That's a good starting point. There's many websites online as well that have simulated tests that you can take. You can check your skill level by taking these online tests, and then once you're getting passing grade, you're ready to take the actual test, and you'll be ham operator within days of taking that test.
Now, Tom, as most of my listeners know, I was on a Royal Caribbean cruise to the Bahamas, the Caribbean, last week, and I took with me my hand crank AM/FM shortwave radio, kept safe in a Faraday bag, so that if the need arose, I could have an independent source of news. It turned out the need did not arise, but whenever I travel, I always have that AM/FM shortwave weather band radio, hand crank radio. It also acts as a charger to charge up a cell phone, has a nice built-in light, and so many features in a very compact package. And a very reasonable price. You can't really spend more than $80 for a very nice radio of that type, can you?
No, not really. And they're handy. And with that crank power supply, that's a good way to do it. If you have no batteries or the power's out and you need to listen to the news or catch up on things, that's a great way to do it. It's best to have one, though, with single sideband capabilities if you want to hear the ham radio operators or any military or government stations that may be communicating. Many times they do that with wide open channels. There's no encryption or anything. You'll hear them actually talking about what's going on. So those would all be typically in the HF spectrum. They're all on upper sideband. And they have quite a few communication channels through that spectrum.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If you've got a question or comment about ham radio or emergency survival communications, just give us a call at 800-313-9443. Well, Tom, many of us have seen the videos coming out of China. I don't know if these videos are real, genuine videos, if they're being orchestrated by the Chinese government. I don't trust anything on the face of it coming out of China. How about you, Tom?
No, I don't trust too much of it. It's hard to say what's really going on over there. There's some information leaks coming out that say it's pretty bad. Others say it's getting better. Who knows?
We have a break. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
All right. We are back, ladies and gentlemen. We are back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 21st of February. I'll be speaking in Indianapolis, Indiana, May 1st, May 2nd, with Pastor Paul Begley. Details and tickets at my website at thelibertyman.com. I'll be speaking in Metro Denver in April. We don't have a date or a venue firmed up yet. My friend Paul Martin is helping me set that up. Once we have a date and a venue, we will publish that and let you all know about it. It'll be a day in April. We are talking about emergency survival communications with my friend Tom Berryhill. Tom, we got a healthcare professional on the line, and that's Glenn in Philadelphia. Good morning, Glenn. Glenn, you're on the air. Hello, Glenn. Hello, Glenn. Tom, are you there?
Well, I'm here, John. I'm waiting for okay. Glenn.
Click. I heard the click. I'm here now.
Okay. Go ahead, Glenn.
Yeah, heard the click. Good morning, John. Good morning, Tom. With a question about batteries and power supplies and chargers and that sort of thing, we're all walking around now with handheld two-way radios called cell phones, and we've seen them all gravitate towards the 5-volt USB charging standard with micro USB or USB-C connectors, and we now have the advent of the fast charger. Have you seen anything or seen any HTs or anything that are, you know, gravitating in that direction to fast charge batteries or the 5-volt standard or USB standards or anything like that?
Well, the answer to both questions is yes. A lot of the HTs do operate at 3.7 volts. I have a couple of, I bought them brand new, a closeout sale. These Alinco little micro miniature HTs. I just thought it was kind of a novel item, so I bought two of them. They call them credit card HTs. They're very tiny. They're dual band, and they'll fit in your shirt pocket. You really don't even know they're there, except for the antenna. They're very tiny, and they operate at 3.7 volts. So you can charge those with a USB-type charger. And then Motorola now had rapid chargers for all of their HT lines, even back in the 1970s. And that was a big deal if you could get a rapid charger. They were more expensive, and all the batteries were nickel-cadmium, but they would charge at a rapid rate, I think about an hour, something like that. But it reduced the battery life. If you charged them too quickly, that the number of charge cycles went down dramatically. But a lot of these police departments that were using these radios didn't really care about that. They had a ready supply of batteries, and they just needed to charge them quickly. So it was an option if you wanted to do it, Glenn. So it's been with us right all along. I don't know about the modern HTs. I have these Motorola JP68s that I use on occasion. Can charge in a rapid mode or a just a regular overnight type mode, which is what I typically use.
Right. I have a few Yaesu VX5Rs, which are, you know, tri-banders, HTs. They do have lithium-ion batteries, but I think, you know, one or two of them is marginal. And, yeah, I would love to get a hold of some sort of a adapter case that, you know, would allow me to use AAA or AA batteries, you know, for those. But I hadn't found anything. It's somewhat dated now. They're very competent radios, but, you know, showing their age at this point, you know.
Yes, but they still work, and they would be a good way to communicate if it came down to that. So I wouldn't discard them or anything like that.
There's actually a relatively simple jumper mod that turns them into all bands.
That's probably true with most any of these HTs. You just take the diode out of there, and it goes everywhere. Any frequency you want to dial in, and that's what's got the FCC in an uproar. Some of that stuff going on, and that's why they don't want those cheap Chinese walkie-talkies coming in anymore that were front panel programmable, because it allowed that to happen without doing anything. You just took it out of the box and put it on any frequency you want. And cab companies were using them. And if you want to see who gets caught, just go to the FCC and look at their enforcement page. They have all the people that they busted with some of these things. Cab companies using 2-meter ham radios in New York City. Yeah, it's just amazing.
Right.
And look at the fines that they impose on these people. $10,000 a day and things like that.
Yeah, I haven't done it. I wouldn't recommend it. Someone might try to rationalize and say under emergency circumstances they need it, but that's not. It's obviously not necessary. But you know, and that's and what you just talked about, people, you know, using them. One thing with the availability of HTs and stuff like that, and ability to operate the radios, that some people, you know, end up using them like CBs. You know, the unlicensed people who just say, hey, let's just, you know, use these things, you know, and kind of clutter up things with,
Glenn, are you finished with the comments, or we got a break?
Okay, yeah, no, that's fine. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to go looking for those batteries and chargers. Thanks, Tom.
Okay, thank you for your call. Bottom of the hour break. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back, Mr. Jump. We're back. J.R. Morgan on Friday. It is Friday, the 21st of February, here at Republic Broadcasting. My website is thelibertyman.com. We're always getting new things posted. If you haven't been there in a while, you need to visit my website. People are amazed at both the quality and the quantity of items posted at my website. We don't haphazardly put things there. I work with my webmaster Tim Spencer to find things that are important, sometimes a matter of life and death, quite frankly, that are verified and verifiable, to put on my website. Most recently, we're working on getting updates. We found another update today. Thank you, Elizabeth, in New York. The involvement of Bill Gates in harmful, dangerous, deadly vaccines. Watch the man. Watch Bill Gates give a speech where he advocates the use of vaccines to murder people. It's right there on my website at thelibertyman.com. Also my website, we always need to be healthy. We always need to be energetic. In the times we're facing, it's certainly not optional. If you want to be healthy, you need to sleep a great night's sleep every night like I do, like Tom does. With the energy cleaner, I sleep as good as a small child every night because I use the energy cleaner. I wake up in the morning refreshed, full of energy, ready to meet the challenges of the day. And you can also, if you have an energy cleaner. Do you have arthritis pain? Well, the Energy Cleaner will help that. It will. I keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee, and everything's in stock, ready for immediate shipment. My mattress supplier screwed up a couple months ago, and I got a double order of mattress pads, so I got lots of mattress pads. I've got Energy Cleaners in stock, ready for immediate shipment. I just got a fresh shipment yesterday of the small pads, by the way. So check out the details at my website, the patent application information, the story written by Steve Whitman, who I finally got to meet in person this past Sunday. Go ahead and place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. You need to send me a check. My address is right there at my website at thelibertyman.com. Plus, I have a toll-free order line. Orders only, please. 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Tom, I woke up in Metro Atlanta Monday morning, having driven from Cape Canaveral, Orlando, the night before. And I was in Davisville by 2:30 p.m. And I had the Energy Cleaner on the seat of my town car. I arrived in Davisville refreshed and energized and ready to meet more challenges after driving that distance from Metro Atlanta to Davisville, Missouri that morning. So I'm always sure to take the Energy Cleaner with me on these road trips. And, of course, on the cruise, I had the travel pad on the bed of my in my cabin, my stateroom, every night as well. The Energy Cleaner can certainly change your life, can it, Tom?
Yeah, it really will, John. And it's a great travel companion, as you know.
That's right. A travel companion that doesn't complain and doesn't stop talking when you want the travel companion to. So that's a good thing. Getting back to emergency communications, there was a word that I like to use a lot, and I know you do too. That word is redundancy. Redundancy in everything and to do with emergency communications. Your power supply, the cords that you use, speaker mics, batteries, as we've been talking about a few minutes ago. Even antennas, coax, all the connectors. I've got, and I know you I'm sure you have quite a few more than myself, Tom, but I've got these very nice plastic parts boxes with little dividers that I have several of every connector known to mankind, and of course the crimp connectors to get them on if necessary. And these are things I routinely keep in inventory, don't you, Tom?
Oh, yeah, I keep plenty of antenna-type transmission line connectors and, you know, all the associated parts and supplies. I try to keep, I don't have excessive inventory, but I have quite a bit of stuff laying around. Sometimes I have more than I should on some items, but it's better to have too much and not enough.
Better to have it and not need it than to need it and not have it.
That's for sure.
In a related area, my half-century-old Triumph TR6, I began the process of removing the dashboard, which means removing all six of the instruments, multiple lights last night from the car. The reason I mention this is it's related to ham radio and the fact that these are electronic devices, electrical devices, which is going to mean a lot of cleaning and polishing all the contacts. I like to use WD-40 as a cleaner to both remove dust and so forth without causing any harm to electrical components. Q-tips are involved to get in tiny little spaces. Sometimes I'll use a little polisher on the end of a Dremel tool to polish things that need to be polished, all of which adds up to a lot of attention to detail to make sure that the half-century-old wiring is in good condition, that if there's any frayed wires or bare wires, that I'm sure to cover them up. I recently, Tom, got some of the heat shrink tubing and a heat gun to make proper and professional repairs to wiring. The man I was trained by grew up, but in his early 20s, he was trained to do everything like that to NATO specifications. So I consequently do things to NATO specifications also. In fact, he celebrated his 21st birthday. He was climbing on the wall of the Russian embassy in Thailand to check out their communications equipment so he could report back to the people he worked with. You know who I'm talking about. I'm not going to mention his name. But that's how I was trained to work in electronics. And it stood me in good stead. And I know you use similar protocols yourself, don't you?
I do, John. I don't go to maybe some of the extents that you do with making it military grade, but good commercial practices works good for me. And I pay attention to the soldering and then insulating those various components as needed, especially if they're going to be out in the weather. And also making sure that it's weatherproof to the point the water can't get into the transmission lines. If you have a coaxial cable and it starts getting full of water, and that's easy to do if you're not careful, it'll ruin it and really cause some problems with your transmissions and reception. So it's best to insulate that stuff and weatherproof it when you install it. Do it one time, even though it may cost a little bit extra, do it one time. And then I use a product called Deoxit for cleaning switches and things like that. And then relays, I have to clean any relay contacts if they're open. So many relays are sealed nowadays, you just pitch them, or you can't cut them open and try to fix them. I've done that as well. Usually I use a small burnishing tool. It was made for cleaning telephone relays, and we used to use them a lot back in the 70s when we still had to work on things like that. So I kept that tool all these years, and it works real good for that.
Absolutely. Well, when it comes to making coax resistant to water getting in, the man who invented that black sticky tape that all the ham radio operators use, he was a guest on my show a number of times about 10 years ago. World War II veteran, ham radio guy. His B-17 was disabled in World War II in southern Russia in the winter of 44-45. He and one crew member walked out. The rest of them remained behind, never to be seen again. The crew member who walked out with him did not make it. He was the only survivor of his entire crew. And even 60 years later, he still could not talk about it. It was just too emotional to talk about what he went through and what his men experienced. But he did, in fact, invent that black, sticky, gloppy tape that we all use to secure the coax connectors from getting water in them. And that was a big contribution to the ham radio community, wasn't it?
Yeah, I don't remember what that product was called. I use something it's about a 16th or maybe an eighth of an inch thick. It's something like that. It comes in a square patch, about 4 inches square. You can cut strips of it and wrap that around connectors and things like that. And then over the top of that, to keep that in place, I use Scotch 33 Plus tape or their 88 series tape. Either one, 88, I think, is a thicker adhesive or something like that. But either one of them works pretty good. Sometimes, if it's real critical, I'll put a large piece of shrink tubing over the whole thing and shrink that down. Then you need to use a knife to cut it open if you ever had to service it.
Well, that's true of that gloppy stuff as well. I usually do two wraps of the Scotch 33, one up and then wrap it and wrap it back the opposite direction. How many wraps do you do?
Usually just one or two maybe, and I always leave a tab at the end so you can undo it if you have to. Boy, it's hard to find the end of that once you cut it off. So
Hold
it over on itself and leave a tab.
If you wrap it over on itself, it's very difficult to ever see that end of it. That's a good idea that I hadn't thought of before, is to put a little quarter-inch fold-over tab at the end. That would make life a lot easier, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. Learned that from experience over the years. If it's real critical, if it's an outside connection on a tower or something, you might want to put the shrink tube in over it so you don't have to deal with it again. Just do it right the first time instead of doing it numerous times.
Well, I've got a big package of shrink tubing. I've got the heat gun. I'm ready. I've yet to do my first heat shrink tubing process, but I'm looking forward to it. And with this dashboard out of this Triumph, I may get my chance. The car was, it was one of the first cars that TR6 was manufactured early in the TR6 series in 1969. So the dashboard looks like it has not been removed in 51 years. And as you might imagine, a lot of corrosion on connections and a good layer of dust. It doesn't look like water.
Oh, yeah.
But I can see where some of the wires have in the past got hot. You can see that deformity on the wire where it's got too hot. But
who made all the electrical?
That was Lucas. Lucas did all the electrical.
Oh no!
As we sometimes joke, Lucas, the Prince of Darkness.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm not fearful of that. I've dealt with Lucas before with two other. I've had actually how many British sports cars are owned? I guess two Triumphs, one Jaguar, one Morgan. So I guess four. So this is British sports car number five, and I've been dealing with Lucas Electronics since 1965 myself, off and on.
Well, it's not good. Lucas is a great company because they provided so many sources of jokes for all the automotive enthusiasts.
Right.
Had a lot of fun with it over the years.
Well, a lot of those issues come with people substituting things that Lucas never intended or doing things that Lucas never intended or putting too much, asking for too much from a system that was never designed to do things that it was designed to do. So if you stick within the engineering parameters and keep things clean and tight, you're going to be okay with Lucas. Getting back to ham radio, I like redundancies. For example, I have and I think I showed you the 110-volt outlet in the trunk of my town car where I can plug in a charger for ham radio batteries or charge up batteries for our electric drills or run a refrigerator, run electric chainsaw off the automobile juice with an inverter. And some of the modern, the more recent Ford pickup trucks are coming equipped from the factory that way, aren't they, Tom?
Oh, they are, yes. I've seen several cars recently that had those built in. A lot of SUVs have them built in. Sometimes it's an option. Sometimes it just comes with the car. And that's a great way to do it. It seems to be not very efficient to step up the 12-volt our power to 120 volts, and then you take it back down to 12 or 5 or whatever you need to use for your equipment. But that's just the way it is, and it does work quite well. I think it's a great thing to have. You have to be careful, though, because some of these inverters, they are switching power supplies, and they will make a lot of noise that can interfere with radio equipment, especially on the HF bands. You have to be very careful with that. Not so bad on VHF and UHF, the FM-type radios, but most of the voice communications on the HF bands is by AM modes, which single sideband is the most popular for voice, but it is an amplitude-modulated mode, so it's sensitive to these types of noise spikes that can come out of those inverters. So there's filters and there's ways to deal with it. Some of those can be very noisy. And hopefully the newer ones that they're installing in these cars are not as noisy as they used to be in the past.
Well, there's people out there listening, and they hear Tom say amplitude modulator. Think, what in the world are these guys talking about? It's Greek to me. Well, it's not all that difficult. It really isn't, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't have a clue what amplitude modulator means, then you need to get involved with your local ham radio club. Right now, it can be a hobby. It can be a fun hobby. It can be a family hobby. A lot of times, mom and dad and 8 and 10-year-old boys and girls are involved, teenage boys and girls, obviously. A family hobby that doesn't cost a whole lot of money compared to many other hobbies. And a fun hobby can become literally a matter of life and death during a crisis, can it, Tom?
It certainly can, and it can also be an excellent way to get a lot of experience and technical expertise developed in the electronics field, because just hands-on, you'll learn quickly about all the different things you need to know about and how to perform these these tasks and set these radios up properly, you'll learn a lot about electronics in the process.
That's right. That's right. It's simple to get started. The cost involved is insignificant. We're talking not much money to get involved in ham radio. A big bonus when you get involved with your local ham radio club. The men and women in these local ham radio clubs, they buy and sell and trade high-quality ham radio equipment between themselves at very reasonable prices, don't they, Tom?
Yes, they do, and everybody always knows somebody else that has something for sale. If you're just getting started and you're at the ham club, just mention what you're looking for, and somebody will either have it or know somebody that does, and it'll help you get it, acquire that and get it set up.
That's right. Word of mouth. That's a good way to get it. We have a break. Call number is 800-313-9443.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
All right, we are back. We're back. J.R. Moore here on Friday, the 21st of February, with Tom Berryhill talking about emergency survival communications. We got time for a quick call here, a question at 800-313-9443. Well, Tom, and when things are peaceful, we talk about getting prepared, and then there's a crisis. The connection between the corona flu crisis and emergency communications is not readily apparent at the moment, is it?
No, probably not yet. Maybe somewhat in China, but not here. Although I would suggest anybody that's concerned about that, get ready, get some communications set up. If you're not going to be a ham radio operator, get GMRS equipment or even CB equipment, something that you'd be able to communicate from your home, in the at least in your general area. If you want to do regional, which I think is best, you would need HF ham radio equipment, and you'd be able to talk on a regional or even national or international basis to see what's going on elsewhere. And at a minimum, I think a good scanner that's capable of intercepting digital-type transmissions, especially P25, that's what most of the law enforcement will be using. Unfortunately, some of those are encrypted, but a lot of it is open, and you're able to listen to them. So a scanner that has those digital capabilities is important, as well as a shortwave, a really good shortwave receiver with single sideband capabilities. That allows you to listen to the ham operators in any government or military stations that would be on those HF frequencies.
That's true. Well, I'm getting information from private sources. I'm not going to be talking about publicly because I need independent verification. But there are things taking place. I can say this, that our government has protocols in place for continuity of government, which they always do, but they're making sure that everything is squared away and ready to go if they need it. We're not at that point, and we may not get to that point. And individuals and families should be doing the same things, checking their emergency communications, make sure everything is ready to go. I know if I put some radios aside and don't look at them for 2 or 3 years or 5 years, that just picking them up and expecting to work them immediately isn't going to happen, because there's if you don't use these radios on a frequent basis, the familiarity with them kind of evaporates, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's true. It's also wise to have spare parts, things that you might assume would break, such as microphones, the cords. That's what I see fail most often, is a microphone cord.
That's right.
Antenna connections, and then have the tools and the soldering equipment to repair those items. Usually just a soldering iron and some small tools will help you to repair those microphone connectors that break quite often. Some of them are crimped-on types now that use the crimp-on telephone style or Ethernet-type plugs, like an Ethernet cable. Have some of those connectors on hand. And
we got a call here. Make it real quick. Steven in Texas. We're almost out of time, Steven.
Yeah, this is Steven. Enjoyed the cruise with you last week and meeting the group. And I'm studying right now again this morning to get my initial ham radio operator's license.
Outstanding. Go for it, Marine. Thank you, Steven.
Definitely doing it.
Semper Fi. Tom, that was one of our cruise members. Thank you, Stephen. Thank you, Tom. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Thanks, John.
Top of the hour break. Be back with Dr. Lynn Wilkins. Stay tuned.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.